Hello, the Swipe Minister Prophetess, the Finished Work of Christ, episode 110. Our golden scripture is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. And I always pause here to say, no, you have not believed in vain. That's why you keep coming back to hear about the gospel. For I delivered unto you that which I also received. And he says, first of all, how that Christ died. So we're looking at the first of all of the gospel, the priority of the gospel. And it says, how Christ died. We're looking at the physical events, and we're looking more so at the spiritual events, the events that happen behind the scenes, that which no eye could see, but is recorded in the Bible. These things happened. They were prophesied about thousands of years before Jesus was manifested. And we're looking at Luke 23. And now we're at the point where the women who followed after Christ when he was being crucified, they were there. They didn't run away like the men. The men were afraid, even though Peter had cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest. He was boisterous. He was strong. He was pushing. He didn't want Jesus to be crucified or arrested. But when they laid hold on Jesus, he had to run for his life. But the women were there. And sometimes, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, I don't like women in ministry. That women who are not ordained, women are not this, women are not that. But when you look at it, there are women in women who are helping the cause of God. They are helping the cause of God. So when we do, there's a woman, I feel so sorry for them. I've seen several of them. And I go for Healing Jesus campaign. If you like, just type Healing Jesus campaign. Just type it on the internet and Google it and see what comes up. And you see what I do. And normally, I take charge of the new converts. And when I say new converts, those who given their lives to Christ the previous day in the night. And they are sent to me in the morning. So in the morning, at 6 a.m., they all gather in the stadium and I teach them the word. And sometimes it is even women who are coming who don't want a woman standing on the stage and holding the microphone and speaking and teaching. They don't like that at all. She's a woman, and why? And they say all that they want to say. But sometimes when they come and sit down, when they hear and see what happens after, they are clapping. They are the ones who are shouting. They are the ones who are saying, you know, when I saw that you're a woman, I didn't know that all these things could happen through a woman. Oh, you see. Because they are walking after the senses. Because in Christ there is no male or female. It is true. The word of God will operate in a man, through a woman, through a child, even through a donkey. God spoke even through a donkey. So anyone who is willing and available, God will use. And I want to encourage you, if you're a woman, do not be discouraged. And do not let others say, hey, women are not women. And this is the example I always give them. Before I preach, I always say this because I know that there are people there like that. I want to disabuse their minds and tune their minds into the right direction. Because if I do not do that, this will be a blockade for them. So I tell them, I say, ask them. I say, listen, when a woman is a pilot, would you sit in the airplane? You will. Yes. When she's a doctor, would you go and see? I said, some of you are men. You know, I mean, very good-looking men, strong, tall, handsome. Then you go to the hospital. It's a woman who's a doctor. And a boil is in between your bum. And you want the doctor to look at it. What do you do? You bring the woman will tell you, bring down your trousers. Can you imagine? She'll say, bring down, and you will. If an injection will cure you, why would you refuse? You will take it. So if you would take the injection from a woman is teaching, is in the classroom, is teaching, you would accept. Why would you not want a woman to do God's work? Why would you stop her from doing that? And even sometimes, some men who are pastors and ministers are guilty of this. If they prefer somebody else to do the work, but not their wives. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in my marriage. Because my husband will rather encourage me. He will say that, you do it. He would always encourage me. So please, these women played a role. And the Bible even talks about how the Salome and all these women, they were the financiers of Jesus' ministry. So far as you're willing, God will use you. Male, female, it doesn't matter. Child, it does not matter. What matters is a heart that is willing. A heart that is recreated in Christ Jesus. And in Christ, there is no male or female. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Be encouraged if you're a woman. Go on and do. And if you have a wife or a sister, encourage them. So tell them they are God's handiwork. Recreated in Christ. Workmanship. God's workmanship. Recreated in Christ. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.